Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Yud Zayin. We are up to Siv Dalet, the last line on page 264. The Mechaber says in Siv Dalet, Bisamim shel erva. Bisamim of an erva, of a woman that is usher to you. Kigon kupa shel bisamim, like a little box of spices, talui betzavara, that are hanging on her neck. O chezes biyada, or she is holding the spices in her hand. O bethia, or it's in her mouth. Ein mevarchin aleihem, we do not make a bracha on such spices. Lefisha osir lahariach behem shemayavu lidei hergil neshika okir of basar. Because it is forbidden to smell these spices, because one might come to do inappropriate things. Says the Mishaburis, if katan tazayin shel erva, pirish, shall Isha shehi erva alav. We're discussing over here spices that are being worn by an Isha or carried by an Isha that is an erva on this person. Aval b'pnuya efshir demutter. But says the Magen Avraham, if this girl is a single girl and therefore she's not an erva, possibly it will be mutter. But right away the Mishavura says, aval kama achronim achmirim da'afilu b'pnuya aser. But various achronim are machmir, and they see even of a pnuya, even of a single girl, will be usher to smell her spices. They hear her, because it causes a person to have inappropriate thoughts. And this whole discussion is even if the girl is not a nida. However, the besulos that we have nowadays that mistama have a chazaka of being nidos, she'enon tovos l'nidusan, until they are married, they do not go to the mikvah for their nida. So asur l'kuyama, even the Magen Avraham would agree that it's asur, because really every pnuya is an erva midina nida, and therefore it's all the same problem. The bechlal arayus saim, and therefore these pnuyos, which are nidos, will be included in the arayus. V'kaso v'shari tshuva v'shem ha'berke Yosef, v'afilu b'besomim shel ishto nida asur l'hariach. Even the perfume of one's own wife, if she is a nida, it would be asur to smell. Sivkaton yud zayin talui b'tzavara. So the way the Mechaber says it was besomim of an erva, like a kupa shel besomim that's hanging on her neck. Says the Mishabura, yesh ma'achorim shekasu de lavdafku k'shu talui b'tzavara. There are achorim that write that it's not specific that it's hanging on her neck. Ela regilus nakat. It's just discussing the normal way. The besomim shehi regila loses b'tzavara. The spices that she normally wears on her neck, afilu heim munachim ka'es ala shulchan. Even if right now that perfume is standing on the table, gam kein ein levarech aleim, you should still not make a bracha on that smell. Da'ayidei ze yovo lidei hirhur im makira v'yoda. Because through smelling it, that can lead a person to hear her if he recognizes her and he knows her. We're going to look in the Sha'ar Tzion and Os Chav Zayin on the bottom 264. This idea that it's not only if she's actually wearing it around her neck, but it's something that is normally worn around the neck, but even if it's on the table, if you know this Isha, you can't smell it. This is a Taz V'chai Odom V'Sha'ar Tshuva V'Shem Erke Yosef. U'Kethi Anira, what seems to be is dima hataz davrzel lehistaklus bebigdei tzivonim shel isha kishemakira. It seems to be that taz is here is equating the smelling of the perfume of an isha that you know, even though she's not wearing it, to the histaklus, to the looking at colored garments of an isha that he recognizes as well. Sha'aser afilu tluyin ala kosel, that is aser, even if the clothing are not on her, but they're rather hanging on the wall. K'demavur be'evin ha'ezer simen chav aleph, k'sheme yavo lahar, but since you know her, and you're seeing her clothes on the wall, you might have your hurim for her. U'mari ataz b'kupa shel besamam yuchedes lanoshim. And we're discussing over here the spices that are designated for women, specifically for this isha. So the taz is equating the same way you can't look at the clothing of an isha that you know, because you might have a hurim, you can't smell the perfume of a woman that you know, even if it's on the table, because it might give you her hurim as well. Continues the Mechaber in Sifhei, we're on the second line of Kuf Lamed Gimel. Besomim shel avodas kochovim ein mevarchin aleihem, spices of avodah zara, of idol worshippers, we do not make a bracha on them. Lefi she'aser la'ariach b'hem, it's aser to smell them, and therefore you don't make a bracha. Says the Mishabura, Sivkaton Yudchesh al Akum, Hainu Shehukteru Lavodas Giluvim. Says the Mishabura, what this is talking about is spices that were burnt up to Avodah Zarah. They were mamish used for Avodah Zarah. That's when you won't make a bracha because it's usher to smell them. Sivkotun yutes lefish aser, it's aser to smell it. Va iser in mevarchin. Something that is aser to smell, avada, you're not going to make a bracha on the smell. Says the mechaber vayter sivvav. Mesiba shel ovdei kochavim. There's some kind of party, gathering of ovdei kochavim. Ein mevarchin al besamim shelohem. You will not make a bracha on the spices that are smelling over there. The stam mesibasan lavodas kochavim. We assume the stam gathering of the goyim, the mesiba of the goyim, is for avodah zara, and therefore that's considered avodah zara. Says the mishaburah sevkat and chav. What's a mesiba? She mesubin lechov lishtos. It's a gathering with the avodas kochavim. The ovdei kochavim are sitting and eating and drinking. The stam mesibasan lavodas kilulim. You can't smell it. We assume it's avodah zara because the stam eating and drinking of the avodah kochavim is for avodah kilulim. V'tafka b'mesiba. This is specifically if they're sitting around and they're eating and drinking. Aval shelo b'mesiba. But if it's not through an eating and drinking gathering, mutar levarech abesamim shel oved gilulim, you would be allowed to make a bracha on the spices of oved gilulim. And in note 14 he points out, besides the Birchas HaReach aspect we're discussing now, it's the same discussion when it comes to Besamim by Havdalah. V'chein kosev l'kamon l'gabe Havdalah, she'ein mevorchin al Besamim she'bemesibas ovdei kochavim she'mesubim la'achila l'suda. You can't make a bracha for Besamim by Havdalah if there's a gathering of ovdei kochavim to eat and drink and the smell that comes out of there is off limits. Aval in lo hayum mesubin klal, they weren't sitting around eating and drinking, mutter levarich al besamim shalahem, you would be allowed to smell and make a bracha on the spices of these goyim. V'chein masik ataz lahalacha. That's where the taz comes out lahalacha. Mikol makom kosev lebasov. But the taz does write at the end, shetov lechatchila lochosh ladas Rabbeinu Yonah. Even though Mikra then he says you are allowed to smell the spices of ovdei kochavim as long as it's not a mesiba where they normally put up their spices for avodah zara, stam ovdei kochavim would be mutter. But lechatchila one should be choshesh for the shita of Rabbeinu Yonah. The sfirli who holds shestam besamim shel ovdei kochavim omdim lebasov lemochron avodah zara. He says that stam spices of ovdei kochavim is standing to at the end be sold to avodah zara. The aim levarich aleihem, and you should not make a bracha on them. Im lo b'makom shenirish she'ein omid avodah zara. Unless you have a feeling that they're not going to end up by avodah zara, otherwise you should not make a bracha. What's an example where you think it's not going to go to avodah zara? Kigon shu tagar shedarko limkar osam lanashim harbi. If the guy that you're buying it from is a merchant and he sells it to everyone, so there's no reason to believe it's going to be sold specifically to an idol worshipper and you be used to avodah zara, therefore it would be okay. O shedarko losim abesamim betavshel shalom. Well, you know this particular ovdei kochavim normally puts these spices in his own food, in his dishes. Oz ein iser levarich alem afilu das ben yonah. In those cases where you have a feeling it's not going to head towards avodah zara, it would be mutter, even according to the word machmir shita of the Rabbeinu Yonah. So to summarize, the Mechaber is telling us in hey, spices that were actually burnt up, that you know were burnt up for avodah zara, it's aser to smell them, no bracha. Sivav is if it's a gathering of eating and drinking of goyim together, we assume, even if we don't know, we assume any spices and any smell comes out from there, it was burnt up for avodah zara. But if it's a stam, an ovei kochavim, that you get his spices, that would be mutter. Rabbeinu Yonah is machmir if you don't know where it's headed. But if you have a feeling, says the Taz, that it's not headed towards avodah zara, then you would be allowed to make a bracha on the spices of this ovei kochavim. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Zayin. Hayahole chutz lakrach. A person was walking outside the city, the heiriach reach tov, and he smells like a geshmak a smell. Im rov ha'ir ovdei kochavim einem bevarich. If most of the city is ovdei kochavim, do not make a bracha. V'im rov Yisrael mevarich. But if most of the city is Jewish, then you can make a bracha. Says the Mishabura. Im rov the talinon ha'reach basarov. Makes a lot of sense. We assume the smell is coming from the majority of the city. Ubevadai shel ovdei gilulim heim shasom b'mesiba. Lefikach meiriach meirachok. Says the Magen Avram, if the majority of the city is goyim and your smell comes from so far away, we have to assume it's from the ovdei kochavim, and if it reached you, we assume it's from a mesiba of the ovdei kochavim, which we learned before is aser, and you don't make a brach on it. Sevkotan chav gimel v'im rov Yisrael, but if most of the people in the city are Yisraelim, v'hu hadin mechza al mechza Yisrael. The same thing would be, says the Mishabura, if it was 50-50, you can make a bracha as well. If it's 50-50, it would be mutter. So let's see the Bir Halacha of Maskel Vimrov. I am the Mishabura Shekasavti. Look at the Mishabura, says the Chavetz Chaim, where I wrote, Da Afilu Melchzal Melchzanami Mevarech. Even if it's half Jews, half Goyim, half Ovdei Avodah Zarah, you're allowed to make a bracha. Kain Hiskim Mevagin Giborim Ukedas HaRokeach. That's like the Shita of the Rokeach. Shalom Matzinu Mishayachok Olav. And we don't see anyone that argues with him. However, Zok the Chavetz Chaim, La'aniyaz Daiti Koshen, my humble opinion, this is a very difficult psak. Kevan Dehu Mechza Al Mechza, since it's 50-50, Havilei Sveke Daraisa, this is a Savi Daraisa. The Reach Shal Ovde Gilulim Hu, Me Lo Yidbak V'yotcho Mu'um Menachirim. The Isra of smelling a smell of a Zara is an Isra Daraisa from a Pasuk. Kemoshe Kosu Befir Shamishnayas, like a Rambam, like the Rambam writes, Befir Shamishnayas. Ulechumra Daininan Lay, and therefore we have to go to Chumra. The Imkain Kevan Shaoser La Riach Misveka, since it's a Savi Daraisa, so you have to go to Chumra not to smell it. Eich Efshe Levarich Alav. The bottom line is it's Oser to smell because of Savi Daraisa, so how are you making a bracha on the smell? In Lo Denema, unless you say, says the Chavetz Chaim, the Kol Ikaro Shal Reach Enu Elamid Rabbanim. Maybe the whole idea of smell is all only a Durabanan, and the reason would be, as we discussed way back when, is that food, you actually bring in the food to your body. A smell, be'etzem, is something that has embo mamish. So maybe it's not as strong of an iser, and maybe the whole iser of smelling anything that's from Odei Gachov, maybe the whole thing is only Durabanan. See, he really thinks it's Daraisa. If it's Daraisa, I don't understand this psak. 50-50, it's something Daraisa, l'chomer, you can't smell. If you can't smell, you can't make a bracha. Unless you say, the whole idea of smell, it's a little more lenient, and this iser would only be an iser Durabanan, then it would be a Savi Durabanan, and he would understand why you'd be able to make a bracha. V'ayin b'prim b'godim v'tzarech iyan. He leaves off tzarech iyan on this psak, but l'maisa, he does bring it down in the Mishabura. Says the Mishabura, v'ayter sepkoton chav dalud. So again, we said, if most of the city is Yisraelim, you make a bracha on the smell. Kfar kosavne b'rosh ha-simen, we already learned in the very beginning of this simen, d'yesh omrim davka heichi shemeskavin l'ariach. Some say it's only true that you make a bracha on the smell that comes to you memela, if you have intention to smell. Ubelav hochi ain't tzarich levarich, but you have no intention, you just feel it, you just smell it, but you're not being mechabim for the smell, you would not make a bracha. Aval rov ha-poskim chokim alzeh. But most poskim argue on that, usvirlu, and they hold the mevarich b'chol inyan, that if you're smelling a nice smell that comes out, you make a bracha in any case. Kevan sha'al koponim nena me'ariach sholeh. Because the maisa, you're getting hanaf from the smell that comes out. We had that in the beginning of the simen. When you walk into the spice store, we had the Ramach Lokas. Some say, unless you're mechavim for the smell, you don't make a bracha. Others say, no. The maisa, it's a nice smell. You're getting hanaf. You do make a bracha. And says the mechaber in Sivches. Nis'orev reach she'mevarachin olav, bereach she'ein mevarachin olav. If you have a mixture of spices, there's some that smell that you don't make a bracha on, and some of those spices that are mixed together, you do make a bracha on Hochir Achar HaRov. Now there's a very interesting Bir Halacha on this Mechaber. The Mishabura just says in Chav Hei, I am the Bir Halacha. So we're going to read the Bir Halacha. Notice that in Siv Zayin, we're talking about Rov Ha'ir Ovdei Kochavim, Rov Yisrael. In Siv Ches, we move away from talking about Ovdei Kochavim. We just say you have a mixture of smells. Some smells warrant a bracha. Some of the smells don't warrant a bracha. You go by the Rov. But just notice, as the Bir Halacha is going to point out, it's not mentioning anything about Avodah Zarah in that case. So says the Bir Halacha Devar Maskil Nis'arev HaReach, Hu Loshen HaRambam. This is the language of the Rambam. V'kosov Baal Shemen Rokeach. The Shemen Rokeach writes, D'lo koi ela al shemen u'besomim shel mesim. This is talking about a smell that you don't make a bracha on, like we discussed in the last year. It's a spice that's there to take away the bad smell of a mace. V'shel beis akisei, or it's a smell by a beis akisei that's there again to remove a bad smell. V'kadomesh she'enam l'reach. These are spices that are put there not for the positive smell. It's the sur meira. That's what the mechaber is discussing. You have a mixture of a smell that you don't make a bracha on. It's that kind of smell. V'alzeh kosav, and that the mechaber writes, and the Rambam writes, in this arev reach shel elu, if the smell of the bathroom spray is mixed in bereach tov with a geshmak, a smell that you do make a bracha on, as lina and basa ruba, we go by what is the majority. Avol lo koi amai de solik bedina de rov ovde gilulim rov Yisrael. This is not going back on that which we just learned in the last sif, where you have a city and we decide whether it's rov ovde gilulim or rov Yisrael. Debazeh bevadai. Because in that case, for sure, afilu nisarev miut reach shel odig yilulim. If you have in your mixture of different smells, even a little bit of a avodah zarah smell, gam kin ein levarach, then for sure you don't make a bracha. It doesn't have to be the rov. Any avodah zarah smell in there, you will not make a bracha. Da avodas gilulim lo batel beruba. Avodah zarah is not batel berov. So if you know that part of the smell, that's a mixture, but even a part of it, a miut, is from avodah zarah. Again, the ones that were burnt up for avodah zarah, you cannot make a bracha on that smell, because the bracha of the smell of the avodah gilulim is not batel. Ayin sham. Velo tiksha alav mehad de rov Yisrael mevarchin. Aye, we just learned in the last sif, you walk by, if it's rov Yisrael, and it's a miyot ovdei kochavim, you make a bracha on the smell. So why are we saying now, if it's a mixture in the smell itself, and there's a miyot ovdei kochavim, you can't make a bracha? But yet we just said before, if it's Rov Yisrael and Miyad Ovdei Kochavim, then you can make a bracha. So says the Bir Halacha, V'lo tiksha alav nehad de Rov Yisrael mevarchim. Don't ask, and that which we just learned, if Rov the people in the city of Yisrael make a bracha, afagaz de'ika miyat ovdei gilulim, even though there is a minority there in the city that are idol worshippers, the Shani Hus in that case is different. The Kevan de Rov Yisrael, since most of the people in the city are Yisraelim, as linan basar ruba, we go after the majority of people, v'salinan shemehem bohareach legamri, and we assume that the smell came from the rov totally, umeovde gilulim klalo. So if it's a majority Yisraelim, a minority of the gilulim, we assume the smell is 100% from Yisraelim. No reason not to smell it, no reason not to make a bracha. Shalo asu klal mugmar, we assume the goyim did not do any burning of spices. Masha einkin kisha asu kulam in esarvu. But the case over here that we're saying is not being discussed in Sivches. But the actual smell is coming from rov, a smell that you make a bracha. And a minority of the smell is from avodah zarah. Svira lei de lo shayach bazeh basaruba. That's where you don't go basarov. The avodas gilulim lobatel. Kei niradaito. So just to explain, he's medayik in the mechaber in Sivches that the mixture is not the same avodah zarah. You have part of a smell of a bathroom or a mace where you don't make a bracha. Part of the smell is a regular spice that you make a bracha. You go by the rov. But if part of the mixture, even a miut, is an avodah zarah smell, you don't make a bracha. The last step we said, Rov Yisrael, miut ovdei kochavim, you make a bracha, you go by the Rov Yisrael. That's because it's either or. The city is most Yisraelim, minority ovdei kochavim, so we assume the smell is 100% from the Yisraelim, because they're the majority of the city. But in this case, where you have within the smell 90% kosher smell, 10% of a rezara smell, so it's not batel barov, and therefore you cannot make a bracha on it. So that's why if it's 10% of the kochavim in the city, you can make a bracha. But if it's 10% of the kochavim in the smell, then you can't make a bracha. That is the first sheet of the Bir Halacha brings down. That is the sheet of the Rokeach. We'll just read one more line. However, he says, Midivri ha-gro b'sivkotan achro nira. However, if you look at the last gro on the simon, you will see the low sphere leken. He doesn't agree with this Rokeach. Sharei Kosav, because he writes, the din ze yalfin and mehodes if zayin. The Rama writes, the Gra rather writes in Sivches, that Sivches is learnt out from Siv Zayin. Harei de lo shoni le lahagra. You see, the Gra is not mechalik, veinenu mechalik ben Siv Zayin leches. So you see that the Gra learns that Sivches can even be talking about a smell of a vodazara. There is a smell of a vodazara, and there's a smell of something you make a bracha on. If the majority is a bracha, you would make a bracha, even though you know that in that smell is a majority of a vodazara, a minority of a vodazara. So therefore, the Gra argues that Hoshtika Torah, that the Rokeach said, the Gra clearly argues because he makes a tzushtel between Sivches and that which he's learned in Siv Zayin. He says that Sivches is also talking about that part of the smell is from the Ovdei Gilulim. We'll stop here. That concludes Siman Reish Zayin. And tomorrow, we'll begin a whole new topic, Brachos Shenasa Al Hanisim and Siman Reish Ches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.